Congratulations goes out to Kemperhead volleyball coach Keith Stickrod as the Knights picked up two wins last night, giving Coach Stickrod career victory number 300. Kemper went over to Denison Schleswig, defeated both Clarinda and Denison Schleswig last night 3-0, beating Clarinda 25-17, 25-11, and 25-16. They would knock off Denison Schleswig 25-17, 25-19, and 25-10. Against Clarinda, Ashlyn Bading finished up with 12 assists. It was also Kara Peter with 14 kills to go the 7 digs. Mariah Neighborhouse also added 18 assists. In the matchup against Denison Schleswig, it was Mallory Bading with 16 digs. You had Mariah Neighborhouse with 15 assists. Ashlyn Bading had 20 assists. It was also Kara Peter with 15 kills in that matchup. Anna Niehaus finished up with 10 kills. And it was also Bethany Schleichman with 10 kills as well. Good win for the Carroll Tigers last night. They sweep home Boone 3-0, 25-13, 25-12, and 25-19. Josie Ayala had 11 kills and 2 aces. Ella Collison added 18 kills and 7 digs. It was Riley Ludwig with 40 assists and 17 digs. And Laura Sweeney added 18 digs in the victory. Glenn Ralston rolls by Caminita 3-0, 25-4, 25-14, and at 25-11. Kim Daly had 20 assists. Gretchen Wallace, 9 kills, 11 blocks, 5 aces. Hannah Whitford had 9 kills to go with 2 blocks. And Talia Schoen added 7 kills and 3 aces. Coon Rapids Bayard swept by West Harrison 3-0, 25-18, 25-9, and 25-13. Cassidy Baker added 25 assists. Alaya Betts added 7 kills to go with 6 digs. Alexa Culbertson also had 11 kills. And Bryn Bass finished up with 8 kills in the victory. Lexi Davis added 3 blocks. And Maya Leedy also had 4 blocks, while Cora McAllister had 15 digs and 5 aces. Arweva gets their first win of the year, knocking off Exire Elkhorn Kimbledon 3-0. Sarah Shirky had 22 assists. It was Leslie Luft with 23 digs. Jaden Smith finished up with 12 kills to go with 12 digs. Hannah Krause also had 23 digs in the victory. And Peyton Chernan fell to Woodbine last night 3-2, losing 28-26, 25-23, 14-25, 21-25, and 15-11. Rockets again battled back after being down to 2-0 before falling. No stats reported for that one yet. Playing the worst team in the majors, the New York Yankees took a 6-run lead in the second inning, but it was not enough. They lost last night. Even though they had 6 home runs, they got beat by Detroit 12-11. Nolan Arenado hit a 482-foot home run that bounced out of the Coors Field in the first inning. Chichi Gonzalez got his first big league win in 4 years, and the Colorado Rockies slowed St. Louis's playoff push with a 2-1 victory. And Matt Olson and John Murphy both homered twice, and the Oakland Athletics tagged Wade Miley for 7 runs in the first inning and scored a season-high 21 runs in a 21-7 victory over Houston. And the LA Dodgers sprayed each other with bubbly, emptied dozens of bottles of beer while drinking very little of it, and essentially carried on in a fashion appropriate for a team celebrating their 7th consecutive NL West title. They picked that up with a 7-3 victory over Baltimore. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Minnesota shut out Washington 5-0. Toronto down Boston 4-3. White Sox knocked off Kansas City 7-3. Tampa Bay beat Texas 5-3 in 11 innings. Philadelphia edged Atlanta 6-5. It was the Mets over Arizona 3-2. And Milwaukee down Miami 4-3. New England Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown's been accused of rape by a former trainer. Brittany Taylor sued Brown, or says Brown, sexually assaulted her on 3 occasions, according to a lawsuit filed Tuesday in the Southern District of Florida. Brown has denied the allegations. Darren Heitner, a lawyer representing Brown, told the AP his client plans to countersue. West Des Moines Valley, your number one team in the latest high school football rankings in Class 4A. It was Epworth Western Dubuque getting the number one rank in Class 3A. Dallas Inter Grimes and Harlan outside of the poll, but receiving votes. Walk on, number one in Class 2A. Greene County sits at number 5 this week. OABCIG's in the rankings at number 10. Southeast Valley and Kemper both receiving votes, but outside the top 10. West Sioux Hayward, number one in Class 1A. South Central Calhoun at number 6. Trainers at number 7. Underwood jumps into the rankings at number 10 this week. In Class A, West Brett Hancock is at number 1 ranked. It is Alta Aurelia at number 10. And an 8-man, Don Bosco and New London are tied at number 1. Audubon up to number 6 this week. Coon Rapids Bear jumps into the poll at number 8. Others receiving votes outside of the poll: Woodbine, Harris Lake Park, Caminita, and Glidden-Ralston. That's sports. Jeff Blankman reporting.